Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Falcons QB and now analyst.
Analyst?
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer is joining us. Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Dave, it was an awesome win for the Falcons last night. And you and Bo get to go back, talk to the guys after the game. What was the energy like in that locker room after they took down Buffalo?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Allie. You know, I've been in a lot of locker rooms, and I think you try to, at this time of year, you try to temper, you know, too much exuberance over one particular win, because as Mike will tell you, it's a long road, and we've got, you know, another, 13 games to go, or 12 games to go. But I thought there was a little bit more in this one. I think that they realized that this is a really good opponent they were playing. This is a team that a lot of people think is going to be in that Final Four, potentially go to the Super Bowl on the AFC side. Obviously, defending MVP of the league. There was a lot to it, and I think that they were challenged dramatically on both sides of the ball, especially on the defensive side of the ball against Josh Allen. I think that and they checked a lot of boxes last night, and so I thought that the excitement in the locker room matched that. I think they were proud of themselves, and they should have been. It was a heck of an effort.
Well, there's a lot to get into, Arch. How you know you can get off the field at the end of the game and not allow that game to be extended. How you had the nice 4-minute offense where you drained a lot of clock. But you talked to us in pregame, and you said that Jeff Ulbrich wasn't going to sit back. That he was gonna bring pressure. I think the number was like 56% of the time they got pressure against Josh Allen or brought it. But how were they able to bring pressure and still be able to cover in the back end? How were they able to take an MVP and make him look pedestrian last night?
Well, I think that, you know, Bo, that, you know, first of all, you gotta practice it. You know, this is something they'd worked on in training camp. I think there were a lot of things that, you know, the layman, when you go out and watch practice, that you don't pick up on or don't see that they're working on to get ready for the regular season. They're not going to show in preseason what they're going to do in the regular season, but throughout practices in training camp, they were working on pressure looks. They were working on coming up and playing bump coverage and playing man coverage in the back end. So this wasn't their first exposure to say, hey, all of a sudden we're going to bring 5- and 6-man pressures and we're going to play man coverage in the back end, adapt to it. They had practiced and gotten ready for it. So they had been sprinkling some of this in throughout the first 4 games. And so when it came time to show their teeth a little bit here, they were able to do it, and they had practiced it and felt comfortable with it. Now, we saw some of the problems that exist when you do this. You were flagged several times for defensive holding. I think A.J. Terrell was flagged twice. Because you're trying to sticky coverage or plaster coverage in the back end, when you got a guy like Josh Allen, he's going to extend plays, and he did last night. And that's going to make the DBs have to hold on, if you will, so to speak. And they did hold on, and we got some penalties that extended drives. So it wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but they played to their personality, which I thought was cool. A lot of times offenses dictate to defenses, especially if you're scared about who you are and what you're going to do. And Atlanta did not bow down at all. They stuck to what they wanted to do. Ulbrich told them in meetings, hey, Josh Allen's going to make plays. We got to keep playing because we're going to get ours. And that's exactly what they did. This is 5 times in a row they've held their opponent under 300 yards. You got to go back to the 98 team, guys. You got to go all the way back to 98. We know what that team did in 1998. That's the last time Atlanta's held five consecutive opponents under 300 yards.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. I want to stay right there with Arch because you look at the third down percentage for Buffalo. It's been a focus, I think, of a lot of Falcons fans. Last night, Buffalo only 2 of 9 on third down. And you know, I'll go back and I'll take it all the way back to 2016. The buy-in from this defense. Last night, we're in the postgame. Grant McCauley asked me, you know, what is it that makes this Falcons defense so good? I don't think there's any one player or one thing. I think they're all bought in. And I think you have finally developed depth at these spots, specifically there in the front seven. And you've hit home runs on signing guys like Divine Diablo and Leonard Floyd and all these other pieces. I just feel like everybody is flying around like their hair is on fire on this defense. And I was not sure at the beginning of the year we'd see this. But, man, I am so happy that we are right now.
Yeah, Mike, it's such a good point. And I think you're dead on. And I thought that there was something very illuminating to what Caden Ellis said to us. And you guys interviewed him in training camp. You asked him, what is it about this bull brick defense that you like so much? And he says, we don't have to think a ton. He says, you go here and that's where I go. And there's not all this reading and reacting. They're just going and they're playing their game and they're making the offense have to react to them. That's a pretty cool place to be defensively.
Arch joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Arch, look, I want to get to Bijan, but at first I want to talk about the offensive play caller here who we always hear about this creativity. You know, from the touchdown run that Algier had and the formation and the play there to Felipe Franks going in motion and getting the tight end sneak there. What do you think about the game that Zach Robinson called and some of the things that he showed this defense that they hadn't seen before?
Yeah, I thought it's always cool to come up with the unscouted looks and stuff. A lot of guys like to have fun with that term, but it is a piece of the game and the data that help you win games, potentially keep people off balance. And so there were some looks that they hadn't shown. What stuck out to me, Bo, more than maybe the little nuances that they came with, was how aggressive he stayed at the end of the game. Four of his first five plays in that final drive, you mentioned the four-minute offense, you threw the football. You're trying to kill the clock. He realized that Buffalo was doing everything they could to gang up and stop the run. They were struggling mightily throughout the game to get the run game stopped. And he came out throwing the ball, got the ball to Bijan Robinson on the outside, on the perimeter, got the ball to Drake. I thought that was more telling about a play caller than maybe coming up with some of these nuances where, you know, you run a reverse and you toss it to a guy or and it was cool. Felipe comes in, gets you a first down, different way to doing it, something somebody's going to have to prepare for. But I thought the aggressiveness and how, again, he stayed true to who they want to be. They want to attack. And they got the ball in their best two players' hands late in the game to help them seal the game.
Arch, I want to take a minute, too, to talk about D. Alford. I know we've talked about this defense, the interception, obviously, but you had a chance to visit with him after the game. He talked about his film study. I could not be a bigger fan of where he's at in his career right now. And it wasn't only fans that were upset with him last year. You see the Falcons go out, Terry Fontenot drafts Billy Bowman to come in here and compete at the nickel spot. He wins that job in camp. But I really don't know where this secondary would be right now without a guy like D. Alford on the back end. He's playing at an exceptional level.
No, you're so right, Mike. And we're in an era now where when it gets tough, you run and go someplace else, right? We're seeing it in college football with guys transferring to different places. Hey, you're not paying me enough money. Or, hey, you brought a guy in to compete with me. I don't want to do that. I'm going to go someplace else. D doubled down on himself. He was an outstanding player in the Canadian League, played in a championship team up there, came down here, did some really good stuff his first year here. Last year was exposed to that nickel spot. If you go back and look, he was like third or fourth on the team in tackles, had 80 tackles last year at the nickel spot, did a lot of good stuff, but struggled a little bit late in the year. People touched him up a little bit late in the year. And what did he do? He didn't go, you know, tuck himself into a corner or tuck his tail between his legs. He went and tried to get better. He worked on his game. I mean, how many different guys have we done that? And you start talking about culture of teams and how they individually handle their business. Think about what Casey Washington did in the offseason. Didn't get to play as much as he wanted to his first year. Felt like that he had more to give. So what did he do? He went and worked his rear end off and got him ready to play. And here he is. He potentially is going to be one of your two or three receivers on the field on every snap. And D. Alford is the same way. He didn't tuck his tail between his legs as Billy Bowman was coming in. He said, hey, I'm going to be able to play corner. Think about the versatility. Played corner for 2 weeks while AJ was out with the hamstring, and then shifts gears and goes back inside with Billy down to play the nickel spot. Those are the kind of guys you want to surround yourself with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of guys you want to surround yourself with, Arch, Drake, not Mike Johnson, but Drake London, Michael Penix, and Bijan Robinson. I said earlier, they're not just special on the field. They're special in that locker room and as human beings. But specifically, Bijan and Drake London, they just showed the world like that they are both top-tier players of position. And Bijan Robinson is having an MVP year. I mean, we saw everyone talk about how great Saquon was last year. I think Bijan has started better this year than Saquon did last year.
Yeah, he's incredible, Bo. And it's fun. It's a privilege to be able to sit and call his games and talk about just the brilliance that he brings to the table in so many different areas. One being a teammate and a leader. He says the post-game prayer for everybody. They all come around him. He's just that guy. Not only is he a phenomenal player, a lot of times you don't see the glue guys that keep teams together. Mike knows what I'm talking about. These guys that do some of the dirty work, they're not normally your star. But this guy, that's who this guy is. He's a glue guy, and he's your star on your team. So it's so fun to be around him and be able to call his games and just be around the person that he is. Drake London, he's a dog now. You want to start talking about a guy that, you know, you see somebody, there's a mix-up, one of his teammates is getting pushed around. Drake London is the guy that comes. It's not a defensive lineman, not an offensive lineman. It's your number one wide receiver that's in there face-to-face with the guy. He got in another little deal last night with somebody because he saw one of his guys get pushed down. He's not going to stand for it. Saw it happen last year when Pitts got kind of sideways with somebody. So, love Drake London. Another stat for you real quick. You guys have probably read all the stats. This was a stat game to be all, but it's the second time in Falcon history where you've had a guy run for 100 yards, a runner hunt for 150 yards, and receive for 150 yards. And you know who the other two guys were that did that?
Not sure.
Bijan Robinson and Drake London.
How about that? He got
wow.
me.
Wow.
How about that? Those two guys are, so you guys talked about it, and you guys will continue to talk about it. You talk about two stars in Atlanta. Enjoy Atlanta, fans, because you got two unbelievable players at those two positions.
Arch, one more thing before we let you go. I think that obviously Michael Penix did a lot of special things last night. I did think at times he got kind of locked in on Drake London. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ray Ray was not in the fold. Darnell's hurt. Have you been in that situation as a quarterback where maybe you get locked on a primary receiver? And what can Michael Penix do throughout this week to make sure that that's not happening again when he gets to San Francisco?
Yeah, that might be a little bit more of TJ and Zach getting with him in between series, Mike. I think that you can get locked on. I remember having really good receivers that, you know, you just trust them. You just know they're going to go get the ball, and you know they're going to take care of the ball, and you know they're going to, if it's in harm's way, they're going to bat it down. But sometimes they don't even get their hands on the ball. He was lucky to get away with the throw that he tried to make there late in the game, that slant in the slot. You know, Shaq Thompson sitting right on. He should have picked it off. We got a bounce there. That was a break that should not have gone our way that did. So that's got to be something he learns from. We talked a little bit about it in postgame. I asked him about learning. You know, he may have said, I made some mistakes. He actually said that himself. I made some mistakes. I made some bad reads late in the game. That's him acknowledging that. And I think he's really good about that he's going to go back and study himself. That's the only way you get better with it. But in game, when you kind of are locked in some kind of groove, that's where you need, you know, T.J. Yates and potentially Zach Robinson to say, hey, let's design something that maybe specifically takes the ball away from Drake and gets the ball to somebody else to kind of get him thinking in another direction. That'll be – it's always fun to work on those kind of things, Mike, when you win a game, not lose a game.
Yes, sir.
Well, and you got to appreciate the self-awareness that Michael Penix has. Mm. Dave, thanks for the time this morning. I know you probably had limited sleep like these two.
Well, I didn't sleep on an air mattress or, you know, watch video game, play video games in my office or anything like that. So.
Easy now.
Well, enjoy the win. We'll talk to you Friday.
Good job. Good to talk to you guys. Y'all take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.